From your standpoint, what do you want to see from all these young guys this week?
Well, from the players we've seen in the past, seeing if there's an improvement. From the individuals that we would have had in the American League, just seeing where they are conditioning-wise. And the new draft picks and free agents coming in here, an opportunity to evaluate them and see exactly where they are career-wise at a very young age. So a lot of different things to look at, but definitely a real upbeat group with some really top-end skill set out of them.
Are you already formulating your Moose plan for the fall while you're out on the ice doing these drills?
Yes. Yeah. When I see players that could potentially slip through the cracks from Winnipeg and come down to the Manitoba Moose, in my mind as a coach, you look to see possibly what offensive players could play together, you know, maybe where you look down the road, but definitely focused on this year where those guys might slot in for us.
What do you know about Andrew McMillan?
I liked him a lot when I saw him with the Toronto Marlies. Real gritty defenseman, hard to play against. I know when our players, our forwards were out there, they didn't enjoy getting in front of the net with him out there. So a real solid depth signing.
What kind of year did Scott Kosmaduk have for you guys last year?
Scott Kosmaduk for me is everybody talks about, you know, after Christmas for a first-year player, and he fit exactly into that category. Not a lot of offensive production in the front half of the year, but really started to gain confidence and feel comfortable in the league after when he came back from the break. Became a big contributor for us down the stretch offensively, and more importantly in my mind is just understood how he needs to play and how he has to be on the right side of the puck. Things that you guys know over the years that you might be able to get away with in junior as an offensively gifted player, making sure that we're hammering the details and letting him know that when that opportunity comes in Winnipeg, you have to make sure that these are areas you got to focus on.
Can you talk a bit about your limited experience with Joel Armia? Season disrupted by changing teams. What's he all about, and what's his upside?
Well, when I look at Joel, you have to remember he's still a really young player. He came into us in St. John's, and I believe the trade affected him in a way that you would expect for a young man. It took him a real period of time to feel comfortable and fit in with the rest of the players on the team. But when I watched him for the time period we had him, very good vision. The skill set that he has with regards to making plays and making plays in those tight areas was something that jumped off the page. An area that he has to work on is having that high level of compete all the time, because he's a player that has to have the puck. He can make plays with it, and he's got to make sure that he's working to get it back. But big upside to him. Still learning, still developing, but definitely liked what I saw.
Any players caught your attention out there, just having a chance to see them on the ice here?
You know, I thought Poolman looks real strong, you know, on the back end. I thought Harkins looked strong. You know, Lemieux, his skating stride, the strength, Patan, the accuracy of his shot, and again, the skill. I could list off quite a few, but those are the ones that really kind of jump off to me right away. I thought Eric Comrie looks real strong. Connor Hellebuck, you know, I know obviously what he represents, but definitely for sitting in July, young players look real sharp.
There was a lot of intrigue with Hellebuck's year this year. How did you see that whole process for him develop, and what do you want to see from him moving forward?
Well, from when he came in and you looked at, we potentially were going to have two young goaltenders with Hellebuck and Okanara, and then adding that the depth to the organization with Budaj. Obviously, when you look at a veteran NHL goaltender, you know, chances are that he was going to be a guy that was going to have a good chunk, a good portion of the minutes. Obviously, keeping in mind that we wanted to develop Connor Hellebuck, because that's a huge part of what we're trying to do, obviously. But Connor really, early on, some hiccups in his game, which you'd expect fully, but it didn't take too long for him to figure out how he needs to play, and just a real solid goaltender that makes it look easy, a real simple, not a lot of flash to his game, gets the job done. And at the end of the day, when you look at it as a head coach, you look at it as your goaltender better than the other goaltender, and 9 times out of 10 he was. So looking down the road, when you put that under your belt as a first-year goalie in the American League and the amount of games that he played, a huge thing to add to his resume. And from taking baby steps, what you'd expect out of a first-year goaltender, he made some really large strides. So an exciting young goaltender, and those are good positions where you can have players that possess his ability.
You talked about Pullman a bit earlier. What kind of growth have you seen kind of in his game now that he's been to a couple of these development camps?
I see a player that has polish to him. He looks a little bit more like a pro player. He's gained some size, obviously. His skating stride looks a lot smoother to me. It was in a good place to start, but just looks more refined to me out there.